Even your recruiting protocol, make sure the person understands the expectation and the person is actually who he says he is in terms of wanting to contribute his quota to the issues of state in this country. Because it will not be good for you to employ someone who has got a background of agriculture and has no interest or ideology that points to the area of security and use protocol to, as it were, put that person in charge of an area of security. So if it's then we want to use protocol, it is good for us and it will inure to our benefit if we make sure that the protocol that are being recruited are people who have interest in that industry or are people who have got the capability to work in that industry. If not, we will harm ourselves. I don't have a problem with protocol and recruiting people and in the name of protocol, but just to make sure that they can do the job, they have got the background, and they have got the foreknowledge of where you are putting them. If not...
The police service has advertised for recruitment for this year. What caution do you have for them?
Well, we know the issues of recruitment must be improved without a shadow of doubt. I think we must do due diligence, and here the key word is due diligence. Let's do due diligence. It's so key. And once we do due diligence, and for me, I want to believe due diligence will go beyond just looking at the person's face, the person's height, the person's, primary capabilities, and extend it to the person's, even family and where the person has been the last 10 years and some exceptional skill about that person. And I don't think we should be in a rush to recruit. Sometimes that is also the problem. In rushing to recruit and trying to meet some deadlines or timelines, we realize that we are unable to do due diligence adequately well. I'm urging that we should not rush, we should do due diligence, and we should make sure that we do a thorough and, of course, a comprehensive recruitment exercise.
On the prayer session for police personnel to seek God's protection for them per a memo from the Religious Department of the Ghana Police Service, Nana Wusu Seche says spiritual intervention is good. However, physical protection and logistics must be made available before seeking God's divine protection.
We are religious in everything that we do, whether we are traveling, whether we are eating, whether we are dancing. We are very religious. So that aspect, yes, as per tradition and culture, you can go and do that, but you cannot rely on it because reliance on security practically, and the key word here is practically, cannot be left alone to spirituality. I mean, it must be done in tandem with the dictates and the expectation of society at the spur of the moment. So clearly, one cannot sit and stand in the name of religion and think that the security of the nation can thrive on it. It is going to be very much of a religious warfare to look at it as a, yes, let's see how religion can, or spirituality can save this country. And you get a lot of people who disagree and say that you cannot let it stand alone in your fight against crime. It can't happen, and it will never happen, and it should never happen that it can stand alone.
Looking at our police service, their style of policing, do they meet modern trends?
Modern trends, I believe, also depends on the philosophy of the police. We may want to find out what is the philosophy of our policing. For us, our philosophy might be different from the one in America. And it's rightly so because of the challenges in the different geographical locations. So you will have a challenge trying to define whether in our context we have met modern trends. Because what will happen is our challenges are not like those in America. So our demands will not be like those in America. And for that matter, our resolution will not be like those in America. So it's quite difficult to have a clear-cut, answer on that. What would be very prudent to know is, are we discharging our duties efficiently and effectively well to mitigate the issues of insecurity or not? And I believe that is where we can have some answers to address whether we are actually going on the route of meeting modern trends. Because to be very honest, modern trends necessarily don't mean that you'll be able to solve the crime in your geographical location.
That was security analyst Nana Ousu-Setrey.